Here, open daf Nun Aleph. Here by the Mishnah. Here the Mishnah says, Ein Poidin Loi Biavodim. When you go to do the mitzvahs Pidyon HaBen, that you have to give the five Saloyim to the Kohen, so you can't give him, even though we have before, you can give him with Shofar Kesef also. It doesn't have to be Dafka 5 Mono. It could also be Bishofar Kesef value, but you can't give him these three things. You can't give him Loi Biavodim, you can't give him an Eved. For Loi Bishtars, you can't redeem him with a Shtar. If you have a shtar chovis, like a check, somebody owes you money, and you want to get a shtar, and you give it over to the kohen, even though it's the value of 5 shlomim, it's no good. For lo b'kakoyis, you can't give a piece of karka to a pidyon haben. We'll see in the Gemara why in mind from the klal of prat klal that these things are no good for pidyon haben. Then the Mishnah also says v'lo behegdish, and the Hav Minu Gemara says it means you can't be poydu with hegdish or pshita. So it comes up, it means the hegdish means the same thing. If you have something that's hegdish and you want to redeem it from hegdish to be paid with it, so you can give money or share the kesef, but you cannot be paid the hegdish with one of these three things, not with avodim, not with shtar, not with kakois. Now, what's going to be kosav lakoyin shuchayiv, lita chamishim sloyim? Let's say you write a shtar chayvai to the koyin, but your mechayiv is said to give to the koyin 5 sloyim. You have a chiyuv to give to him. Since you wrote a shtar, you are mechayev yourself with the shtar, you have to give him the 5 sloim, you have to give it to him. But the chiddush here is, ein b'na ein podri. That, so chayev litimoy u'b'na ein podri. But even after you pay him the 5 sloim, Mishnah, still your son is not podri, the mitzvah is not chal. And the more we explain why, it's a din de rabbanim. Exactly like we're afraid maybe people will say that you were paid with the shtar and not with the money. So if from the rabbanim you still have to give the kohen another 5 shloim. So that's called even though you chayav to give the kohen, but still the bnei in the podi. Lefikach, therefore, im rotza hakohen litla dematana rishoi, if the kohen wants to return to you these first 5 shloim that you give him, he has a right to. Rosh is lefikach, there are many since we say chayav litla hisloim. In Rotsa Kohen Litana Mulakziru Leva Matana, the Kohen wants to return to you for a present Rishoi. But the Kantach Ritla is no other Takana though, like there's no other way, but you have to pay him once this, and then you have to pay him a second time. Just if the Kohen wants to return it, he could return it to you. But the Chiv upon the Yisro now was to pay the Kohen twice to Islam. What's going to be now Hamafrish Pidyon Bnei? You set aside money, you set aside Hesloim to be paid to your son. V'yavat, and then you lost it. Before you gave it to the Kohen, the Yisrael, the father, lost the money. Slochus Chayim Bachrisai. You still have to give the Kohen another 5 Sloim. You have a Chayim Bachrais, it's your obligation to make sure it gets to the Kohen. Shinema, because the Pasuk says, Yiel Lecho, or Poda Tifta. It says Yiel, or Yiel Loch, it says. It should be to you, Rashi says, Kishiel Loch, Hapidyon, that when the money is to Aaron, to the Kohen, Oz Yir Podri, then the pigeon is Chal. And this passage is talking about Aaron, Omele Rachmona. The Torah is saying clearly that when the Kohen has the money, that's when the mitzvah is Chal. Say if the Yisrael lost the money before it got to the Kohen, it wasn't the Kohen's mitzvah, so it's left to give the Kohen another 5 shloim. The Gemara says, Yishno Mas Nisin, the Lake Rebbe. Our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. The Tani would learn like this, remember the Gemara in Shavuos, that Rebbe Yom Rebbe says Da'akril Toidin B'chorodim, you could redeem your son from a kohen with anything, any shavah kesef. He owes even karaka, even avodim you could give. Chutz min ashtaris, the only thing you can't redeem with is only a shtar. If you have a piece of paper that says that somebody owes you 5 sloyim, so that shtar you cannot give over to the kohen. Shtar is no good. So Morris says, so that's not like our Mishnah. The Morris says, what's the machloket is like? Like my time of the Rebbe, what's Pshat from Rebbe? So I tell you, Rebbe dashes these psukim dorish ribuy amiyutai. He dashes these psukim apidyon haben with the koyach of a ribuy and a miyut. And it's like this. The pasuk says, Upaduya uptuyav miben chodesh. You should redeem him when he's a month old. So tifta, some take out the word tifta, but that's ribuy. It says, Upaduya miben chodesh, much from anything. Any way you want to redeem your son, you could redeem him. Then it says, B'yekach ha-kesef. It says, no, it has to use kesef. So, we have the girsa ha-chamesh ha-skolim. The sheet says, take it out. But the girsa says, B'yekach ha-kesef. You have to use kesef, mashma silver, or coins you have to use. That's a miyat. Mashma only coins. Hey, slime you could use for pigeon a ben. Then the pasuk says again, tipodeh ribui, says again, tipodeh remember again everything. If so, it comes out, it's called the ribui or mir for ribui. If so, ribui hakol. When you dash into Torah with the ribui, mir for ribui, the ribui includes everything, ribui hakol. My ribui, what are we including here? Ribui komili, anything you want to be paid, any shove or kesef is good. As long as it's worth, hey sloyim. Or man miyit, I, the pasuk does say kesef, what is it coming to exclude? Miyit shtoris, excluding shtoris, that's the least. Shtar itself is not worth anything. It's not called kesef at all. It's only with the shtar you could get kesef. But it itself is not worth, it doesn't have shavis of kesef, therefore shtoris is the least. Therefore, we remind you can't be paid with shtoris. That's pshat and rebbe. Now, what's pshat the rabbonim from our Mishnah? Some of us says rabbonim. They dash in the same sukkah, with the klal of klal aprat. And therefore, it's like this. So, p'tu yev mi ben chodesh, that's a klal. Mash many things. Then it says, b'yekuch ha kesef, it says, mishkolim, that's a prat, mash money kesef, and nothing else. Then, tipode, it says again, is chozer a klal? So, it comes out, klal or prat or klal. So, then we say, iyata ben ala kena prat. It can only be marv is something that's like the prat, and it's like this. Maha prat. Mefurish dover hametaltol. The gufei momin, just like the prat, is something that you can move around. Kesef is something that's metaltol. And it's also gufei momin in itself, its guf is worth something. So af kol, anything you want to be marv, has to be like this. Af kol dover hametaltol that's moved around, the gufei momin. Therefore, yotze kakoy is to use with karka land that's no good, shen metaltolin. You can't move land around. Yotzer avodin, an eved kanani, even though an eved you could move around, but always klali is shehukshma kakoyis, an eved kanani has a same halacha like karka, like Rashi says, Vasav in Vishnachalta Moisam, an eved kanani is like karka, like land. And also, thirdly, is Yishma Gufi Mamun, it is you could collect Moisthe Shtar, but not in itself as money. That's just from our Mishnah, we dash from the Torah as a klal, a proper klal. Now, it comes out, Rebbe Hilzano, we dash from the Torah, the miyat, veribli. Ribu miyat. Someone says, "Omele Ravina lemreina." So Ravina has the question to Mreina. The Rebbe, is it true? Always saying that Rebbe Ribuya miyat darish, that Rebbe darshens the Torah with this klal of a ribu and a miyat. I have a Rebbe klali prati darish, but find the place that Rebbe also darshens with a klal of prat. The lock was by Matzaya. When you have an eved ivri that says he wants to work more than 6 years, he doesn't want to leave, so he takes his ear, we pierce his ear. So the tiny learn like this. It says Matzaya. That's a metal tool. So only yellow matzeh, only a metal tool the mamash appears made to pierce with. Internet that's the Rashi says that's a cut. That's for yamach a needle, for yamakadeyach any type of a hole maker, for yamichtav or a pen. I don't know, all these things are also good. Talmudim, the pasuk says the lokachto is l'rab is kol dover shenukach and biyad anything you take in your hands. Give Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehudi. This is where Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehudi learns that even the Torah says matzeya. That's only a miyat, but there's a ribui for lakachas, the mash, many things you take in your hand you could use to pierce the ear with. Now, Rebbe says no, matzeh, the Torah says this metal tool to pierce the ear with. Mar matzeh, just like this metal tool, meyuchet shomatchis is a special metal tool that you can use to pierce with, is af kol shomatchis, any other type of a metal clue, a metal needle you could use, but not a wooden, not a splinter, not a kite you can't use. As a machlekes, if you use a splinter or a kite or a wooden kli to pierce the ear with it, the Armenian we say over there, the Mikem, what's the machlekes over there, the Mikem of Lagi? So we say like this, Rebbe Dorish Klali Prati, Rebbe Dashin's the klal with the klal of prat, and therefore klal of prat is only kena prat. But you're not the matzei, shomatchis, anything that's a metal tool. Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, no Dorish Ribu Yomiyat. So therefore, with the miyat, we only take out a little bit. But we marvel everything. So, we see that Rebbe himself also dashes the Torah with a klal of prat a klal. So, what's a kasha? Masi Rashi says, "Man miyat miyat sam." It excludes you can't use medicine. You can't put a medicine there, a sam, a seif to pierce a hole. It has to be with a tool, but any tool is good. The company we see Rebbe dashes here with a klal of prat a klal. Sarka and Bayas, by Pidgin Rebbe, dashes it with a ribui. Smur says in, yes, it's true. The Yalm all over Rebbe also holds Kloli Prati Dorish, the way you dash and tells with Klala Prat. But the Hoch over here, the reason why by Pidgin and Benny dashing with the Rebu and Miat, to the Ton of the Verb Yishmael, b'mayim b'mayim shtei pomim is ein zeklal aprat. Here it's a locha by simonim, by mayim and b'mayim, that which fish is kosher. So to show you make it into klal aprat or not. So usually klal aprat, the Torah first writes the klal, then it writes the prat, and then it writes the klal later. What about the Torah writes the two klalim together, and the prat comes later? That's called mayim or mayim, it says over there. And then it first says the prat later. So the shayim over here, Rebbe holds, we don't dash in the klal aprat the klal. But only over here, we dash them with a ribuy or miyat. Because if the Torah wanted it to be a klal aprat, it should have put the prat in between the two klalim. So I tell you, is ein zeklal aprat, el ribuy or miyat. So it's the same shot here also, in the pasuk of Pidyon HaBen, Uptuim HaBen Chodesh, Tipodeh, it says these two klalim one after another. And the miyat of Bekach HaKesef first says later. That's why over here Rebbe holds that we do not dashna with a klal aprat a klal, but rather we dashna with a ribuy or miyat. So the Moritz Kashi is solved Rabbonin. What do you do about Rabbon? How could they dashna with a klal aprat a klal? The prat is not in between the two klalim. It's first two klalim and then the prat. So Moritz says, so what? For Rabbonin Amri, to the Armin of my Rebbe, the same as Yisrael, that komokim shatamoitzi shtei klolis, wherever you find the Torah says two klolis, hasnuchim zelaz there next to one another, and the prat is first later or way before. So the din is, hito prat, we have a right to put that prat as if it was binayim, between the two klolim. And the bein of the klal prat, even though the klal, but since in the two, it's still a klal or pro klal. Yeah. The Rebbe says, Mishnah says loy begdesh, not hegdish either. So the havamina was that you can't be played there a pigeon with hegdish. But the mar pshita, lavdi denyanu, hegdish doesn't belong to you. Pshita can't use it to be played the ben. Amy Moore says rather says this. Amy for loy hegdesh is becholaylo. The same thing applies if you want to be played the hegdish, that we dashin also similar chlala prato chlala. The gemara erchim we dashin lafuka. You can't be played the hegdish, not with shtoris, not with avodim and avakarka. Other Mishnah says, "Kosev l'kohen shechayev lechem mishum slam." You run the shtar that you owe the kohen chomis loyim. So because of that shtar, chayev litum lo, you have a chiyuv to give it to him. But still, the kid is not podi. So Amul Ula says like this: Amul Ula, Dvar Torah midi raisa shenol b'nei podi l'kashitin. That when you give the kohen the heis loyim, you mekayim the mitzvah pidyon haben. If so, my time, what does our Mishnah say? Ain't b'nei podi. That even after you give the money to the kohen, still you have to give him a second time. It's exactly the halacha that Shem Yom, maybe people will say, pay the mishtar. Like people will know you gave the shtar, or even the money. Or even if you gave the money, people will think the main king was the shtar. And the fact he gave the money is tam kosher mechayev to give him the money. But they'll think the main thing, the pidyon was chal right away with the shtar. And it comes from that other place also, shtar is enough. So therefore, with the Rabbanan, the Minat HaKonom, that this money you have to give is not good for pidyon, but you have to make a new pidyon so everybody would know that that shtar is no good. Tony, we learned, Tona Kamir of Nachman, Father of Nachman, that B'noi Podel Kashitin, even though it's not like a Mishnah, that you know that when you give the Heis Loyim to the Kayin, even though you wrote in the Shtar, you have to give it to him, as soon as you give the Kayin the money, the pigeon is Chal. So Omalei of Nachman, Nachman said, Zu Divir Rav Yesuv Rav Yehudi Stim Toi. These are the words of Rav Yesuv Yehudi Stim Toi. For Yamalan, some say, Zu Divir Rav Lazar Rav Shimon Stim Toi. That what you're saying over is a daf yochid like. But chacham say, like it says in our Mishnah, ain't b'nai podi, that no, even though you give the kohen the heis loyim, but since you wrote first in the shtar that you chayav to give it to him, the lach with the abundance, the pidyon is not chal. And the yochid was the maskana over here, and the lach is like our Mishnah, ain't b'nai podi, that the pidyon is not chal. That's the maskana. The other Gemara says, lefigur says in the Mishnah, if you want to give it to him with a maton, you have a right to. If the kohen wants to return it and give it back, he has a right to give it back. So Mora says, Tanina, we learned, Lord of Tanina, but Lord of Raisa, that Nos Nuli Asara Kanaba Vasachat Yotza. If you have your five sloyim, and you put it down in front of 10 kohanim, and tell them they can take it, see you Yotza. As long as the Kohanim received five slums, even though it wasn't to one Kohen, it's okay. Says Losa, you put it down in front of 10 Kohanim, and they take the Yotza. What about the Ze'acha Ze'az Yotza? What does it mean to one Kohen? Let's say you have your five slum, but you don't give it to him in one shot. You give him a seller now, a seller later, another seller. As long as it ends up that you gave him five slum, Yotza. Now, not let's say the Kohen took these five Sloyim, the Yechziruloi, and later the Kohen by himself returned it to you. V'yachruz Yotza, Yemekayim the Mitzvah. Partially means because you gave it to the Kohen, you should keep it. Just the Kohen himself wants to be nice after his Kohen, he gives it back to you, that's okay. V'kachoyim and Hogashol Rebbe Tafrin, this was the meaning of Rebbe Tafrin. Shoyenoytel Omachzer, he was the Kohen, he used to take the Sloyim for Pidgin Aben, and after the Mitzvah Pidgin Aben, he would return it. Okay, Shoshom Chachom B'Dov, when Chachom heard about this, Omer they said, Kayim Zeh Halacha Zu, that this, like he was Mekayim, this Halacha, he was Mekayim the Mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. So what's the question, Halacha Zu B'Saloi, like he was only Mekayim this one Mitzvah, no other Mitzvahs, like what are you saying is Mekayim the Mitzvah? And the Mitzvah like this was, Kayim Zeh Af Halacha Zu. The Chachom agreed what you're doing is good, as if to say this is also good for Pidyon HaBen. Even though you're giving back the money, but Pasha the Yisrael did not give it to you for that purpose. So later the Kohen wants to be nice and return it, he has a right to do it. Now Rabbi Chanina Havi Rogel Vishokil, Rabbi Chanina was a Kohen, he used to take the Heislev for Pidyon HaBen, and he used to always return it back to the Yisrael, he used to give it back. Chaziyahu once happened that he saw this person who Gavro, that because of Yosekamei, it once happened that a person gave the Heislev to Rabbi Chanina, and for some reason, Chanina didn't give him back the money. And this person kept on always walking in front of Chanina as if to say, you know, here I am, give me back the money. So Amulah, so Chanina said, if so, Loi gomarta v'yohavis midoim. Mashmi, you did not give it to me, B'lev Shalom. I see you only gave it to me because you had in mind that I give it back to you. But you did not give it to me with a matana gemura. If so, the gish should be, Amulah, Loi gomarta v'yohavis, Midoim bish, like you did something wrong, but you did was not nice then. And Hilkach, therefore, ain't b'nai podi, that an opinion is not chal. Rashi learns, Midoim bish avdom is dover ras, you did something bad. Hilkach, if ain't b'nai podi, imachzirin, if I would turn it to you, it wouldn't be good. Because vice versa, pidyon is only if you give the money to the Kohen to keep. He can give it back if he wants to. But if you don't give it to him, b'lev shalom, it's not a pidyon aben. Rashi Nachman Rashi says, "I feel Lehechzir remain b'nei Podir." Be kiddush. Even if I don't give you back the money, but the ma'isi you did not give it the right way, therefore the pidyon is not chal. Tosfos the kasha, that we passed in matana manas lachzir helps by pidyon aben. Says so here, even if we gave it, I'm not to return it. What should be wrong? So Tosfos learns if Yishleim Madochir B'chnina Lehoyu Roitz Aliskois El Matana Gemura. The Chanina only wanted the pidyon to be if he would get it completely. The Yasrinan has some lasses of Meshanir, because it's not nice that somebody should give it to you from Matanah Amnas Lachzir. It looks like you're waiting for the money. So if Rabbi Chanina was marked, but only wanted to make the pidyon if he give it to him, B'lev Shalom. So since this person we see now did not give it B'lev Shalom, therefore the B'nai would not be potter. Then the Mishnah says, Hamafrish pidyon B'nai. If you set aside money, the Yavah, then you lose the money. So Chayi Bach Yusei, Shnos Tu Yichayi Bach Yusei. This is Minol Her, we know this from Minolim. Amr Rav Shurim Ben Lakish. Ask ye Erech Erech. Me Erechin. It says the word Erech here by Pidyon HaBen. It says the word Erech by Erechin. Just like by Erechin, if you lose the money, you still have to give the money, then also you have to give the money. So assuming we have to cash, our Mishnah said a different Pasuk. Our Mishnah said ye, the Mishnah said. So we had a Pasuk already in the Mishnah. Why is the money in another Pasuk for? So we'll soon see. So first of all, Rav Shurim Ben Lakish says the Pasuk Erech Erech. Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yonasan, he says, Vazazah v'chol b'nechot tipodeh, he should be poided. Then the pasuk ends off, lo yiroh ponei reikam, shenat si Hashem like empty. So the Yalav's next pasuk, we learn to say, reikam reikam yolosh riyya. That's not when you go early regal and yomti, we're supposed to be in a korban yolosh riyya. So learn out from there, that ma yolosh riyya, just like ma yolosh riyya, chayye bach rusay, that's like a olas chayva. On a olas chayva, if you lose it, you have to bring another one. And therefore, after Pidyon HaBen also, Chayav Bach Yusei, if you lose the money, you'll have to give other money to the Kohen. So in this Dimorias, Maskev Lo Rapopo, Kroh, like what do we need to do Pesukim for? The Mishnah already said a Pesuk, it says, Yiyah, Sakam Rosh Lakish and Rav Dimi is bringing down new Pesukim. So now it says true, El Rav Amo Rapopo, Ho Kirk Toni Taima Yiyah Lecho, it's true, our Mishnah says the reason why. It says, Yiyah Lecho, Arpada Tipoda. Ramesh just says clearly that when is the pidyon chal? Only after the Kohen receives the money. But before the Kohen receives the money, he's not making the mitzvah pidyon aben. Therefore, if the Bailam loses the money, pshit, he has to give another pigeon. If so, what's the psukim of here? The chayitma the reshlokish areshit, megon areshit, our Mishnah, Mishnah before. It says before in the Mishnah, meis liyach shleishim yoim. Let's say the father of the son dies after the Bechor is 30 days old. So then the Mishnah says, after kish leinos, and even though the father did not pay up yet, yitain, still there's a chiyah for the father to give, meaning the nechosim is meshuba to give the heis loyim. So that's the question we know, and how do we know that you said? Kish leim, if the father's alive, it's a mitzvah on him to pay the heis loyim. When the father died, he doesn't have the mitzvah anymore. Who says that the chiv is on his nechosim that we can take away his property also? So on this, on Rosh Melokish, after erich erich mech alana gzer shet of meirchin. When you mechayv yourself to give erichin, once the chiv is chal, even if you die, the yoshim have to pay for you. Rav Dimi Yom Rav Yonisim, he does know the pas b'chol b'chol b'nechot ipodeh b'lo yiru upon erichim. That malal is just like over there by korban choyvo. If you die, yoshim chayovim, like by Yeledis, so Yoshim still have to bring her korban. Is Afkan here also? Even though the father dies, it's already chalachiv upon him, as the chosim was meshubit for this, and therefore Yoshim chayovim. The Yoshim that Yashim, the father's property, they'll have to pay up the choiv for the Yushra after din, the father's chosim was ready mechuyiv. That's what the psukim. These psukim teach us that the father was alive when the kid was 30 days old. Once it's chalachiv pidyon, it's chal and his chosim. It's meshubit already. And even if the father dies, they have a right to claim to collect from the Yoshim from that Nechosim. Now the Mishnah says, HaBechor we know Neito Pishnayim. When the father dies, HaBechor, Yashin is two Chalokim. He gets two portions over his other brothers. Now the other brothers only get one portion, he gets two portions. Now B'nichseyav, this Halacha is only the Nechosim when the father dies. But V'yeinu Neito Pishnayim B'nichseyayim, in the case where the mother dies, HaNichsey Malug, and for some reason the son's Yashin it, there's no din b'chor to take two chalokim on the nechosim you yashin from your mother. Only the nechosim you yashin from your father. V'yeinu neito b'shvach. Let's say after the father dies, before they made a chaluka, the brothers went down and were mashpiach the karka. They planted it to make it better. So the fact the karka is worth more now, the kain, the b'chor doesn't get two portions in the shvach. He only gets two portions the way the field was when the father died. And the same thing v'lei b'rok of a muchzik. Let's say somebody owes money to the father, and the father died. So at the time when the father died, he was not muchzik in that money. They're just collected later, so a b'chor does not get two portions of that money. He only gets b'rok, he only gets b'muchzik. He only gets what the father had in his possession when he died. Now these klalim apply v'lei isha b'ksubos. When isha collects a ksuba, the same thing. She does not collect from the shvach of the karka, and she does not collect from roh, from a chayv they'll collect later. For lo yihav bonus mizunaseyim. But the tnai ksuba, when the bonus get the mizunas, the father dies, they collect from the Yerusha. So also they don't get from shvach or from roh. For lo yihav yovim. Same thing a yovim, when the brother dies and the other brother marries his wife. So the lachor is the yovim takes over the din Yerusha of his brother. But he only gets two portions in what his father has, the property the father was a muchzikin, and not the shvach that they get better later. The chulim, all these cases, and meitlim the shvach leberok of the muchzik. All these last cases, and not only the chol, but all these cases also the same thing. Ish niksuba, the most same one repeats itself here. But all these things also same klal, but not meitlim the shvach for leberok of the muchzik. You only have a right to get only what the Torah says, or only what he's a muchzik in, and not more than what he's a muchzik in. Yeah, we'll stop here.